7:36 on Connect FM. It is your Monday morning connection. And there's no better time than a Monday to have a Monday morning chat with the mayor. And that's what we're going to do. City of Dubois Mayor Barry Abbott has joined us this morning. Hey, good morning, Barry.
Good morning, young man. Nice to be here. My pleasure.
Well, we do appreciate you taking the time to do this every couple of weeks. Just, talk about the real positive things that are happening in our wonderful city, and also to take a look ahead, see what's coming down the pike at us.
So perfect, Dan. Perfect. Let's
begin by talking about, you had in your last meeting of Dubois City Council, there were a couple of moments of honoring some fine young people, both some softball players and also some baseball players. Could you tell us about what took place there?
Yes, and it's become a little bit of a new tradition that we have honoring our local heroes. And maybe we need to take some time and do that because our community has a lot of good people. Moving into that, we had four young ladies from the softball team that after their practice, they heard a cry for help. And without hesitation, they went over. A lady had fallen off her porch. They started first aid. They called 911. They got their coaches over there. And to be honest, it was an act of bravery by these four young girls.
Yeah, sure.
And we honored them. We gave them nice citations, and it was wonderful. So they should be commended. Their parents should be commended, and their coaches. It was a great time.
And they were, if I understand correctly, they were young ladies from the Dubois High School softball team. Is
they
that right?
They were the Dubois High School softball team. Yeah. And the ironic part was, they had just won their first district title when they were up there practicing.
Yeah.
And it was very coincidental.
Yeah.
But that just shows you what our educational system's all about, and teaching these young people first aid and safety, how to handle situations. And it was, gave you a little chill that they did such a great job.
Great job, and we do honor them this morning. And then you honored some baseball players, too.
Yes, our baseball team, Dan.
They had an incredible year.
Oh, my goodness, they had a great run. They played in a 14-inning baseball game, and you can't get any better than that.
Nope.
There were ebbs and tides, highs, lows. Everybody had an opportunity to score, but at the end of the day, we just fell one run short.
Sure.
So we offered them our congratulations for their excellence, their sportsmanship, and being ambassadors of our community.
Mm-hmm.
They held their heads high, and there's nothing wrong with being a silver medal winner.
No,
so we congratulated them as well.
Yeah, at the statewide level, and only the second time for a storied baseball program like Dubois has, only the second time in the state championship game, but came up a little short, but definitely not losers.
Yep, the nice part about that was the last time that happened, I was the athletic director, and my son played on the team. We had a guy by the name of Jim Pitsley, who moved on to the major leagues.
And Larry Mamula was coaching,
Larry
right?
Mamula, oh my goodness, yeah, we could go through all those guys. But it was quite an honor for our town to be represented by our baseball team.
Most definitely.
Excellent.
Now, definitely something else that happened at the last meeting. And last Monday, we had a chance to talk with Ben Kafferlin and Lisa Hagberg. They're the outgoing interim management team for the city of Dubois. And not enough really can be said about the job they did over the past 19 months, right?
Well, they adopted our community.
Yeah.
I mean, when we hired them, we were still floundering with consolidation. What direction can we go? And Ben and Lisa came in. Like I said, they adopted our community. They worked miracles. There were so many governmental regulations that had to be handled, and they handled them flawlessly. So we're going to miss them. But, however, on July 1st, we are passing the torch.
Yeah.
And Joe Fleming will become the first manager of our new city. He will be sworn in. mm-hmm. by, and I'll leave a little secret here, okay. the President Judge Paul Cherry
oh, yeah.
and Judge Josh Maines will mm-hmm. be coming over from the courthouse, and they will be doing the honors of swearing in Joe Fleming as our first city manager for our new city.
Yeah, Joe's bringing an incredible legacy of experience, especially with a consolidated city, because he has served as manager for the city of St. Mary's.
Yes, and they were the past consolidated city.
Right, 30 years ago, I believe.
yes, it was. And I'm just looking forward to working with Joe. He has a wonderful family. They're excited about coming to Du Bois, and he already has some ideas that mm-hmm. he shared with me, and I just can't wait to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
So on one hand, we're just going to miss Ben and Lisa, but on the other hand, we welcome Joe and his family with open arms to our community.
And we look forward to that transition, and hopefully we're looking forward to maybe Joe coming in with you, and we'll have Monday morning moments with the manager and mayor.
Oh, how's that'd that be sound? Wonderful.
get as many M's in there as we can.
Yes, that would be great. I think a couple of things the community ought to be aware of, Dan, is obviously the 4th of July, yes. our offices are going to be closed all day. And then on July 6th, little farewell, Ben and Lisa, the offices will be closed from approximately 11:30 till about 1-ish, mm-hmm. Till they finish up. It'll be wonderful. We're going to share some time with Ben, Lisa, our employees. It'll just be a nice farewell.
Okay.
So we're headed in the right direction.
All right.
And I'm very excited to see what the future will bring with our new management team.
All right. And just two more days, July the 1st, that's the next Du Bois City Council meeting. And the big special thing, as you already mentioned, will be the swearing in
yes.
of Joe Fleming as the city manager for the new city of Du Bois.
It'll be awesome. I know one of the things I talked to Joe was, at the end of our boulevard, we had an unfortunate situation
yes.
With our waterfall.
Right.
It was an iconic thing. But right now, people have asked, what's happening? What are we going to do? The big thing we have to do is make sure that doesn't fall in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you put rocks up, whether you put trees, or whether you plant, the first thing we have to do is secure that area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people working on that. We did bring an engineering staff in. The person that put the waterfall together, Bo Codwell, he's going to donate all his labor costs.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great?
Unfortunately, people are thinking that Dave Roman had something to do with it. he didn't.
Yeah.
But I will say this, Dave has offered his machinery and his vehicles, and if there's any labor, to help this thing progress.
Yeah.
So right now, my opinion is we put the waterfall back the way it was
mm-hmm.
because it was iconic.
Definitely.
And if other people have ideas, I'm okay, but we have to make sure it's safe, first
yeah.
of all.
Absolutely, and it looks better when you have the full waterfall instead of just half of one like we do now. Even though that looks fine for the time being,
correct.
It would be great to get it back to how it looked previously. And it's encouraging to hear that, you know, a couple of businessmen have stepped up and said, hey, you know, I'm willing to do what we can to make things right again.
That's and listen, I give them all the credit in the world. Things happen.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to point a finger, all this, that.
Hey, anybody who owns property knows about things that happen with your house and with your property
yes.
and your, you know, those things take place.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, that's one of the things we have going on in our city. But I don't want to lose the fact that we have that new city manager coming, Joe Fleming. And we are going to miss Ben and Lisa mm-hmm. greatly. But our future is bright.
Yes.
And as I've said many times, Dan, I am the biggest cheerleader for the city of Du Bois.
Well,
that's why I'm here.
And that's why we have you in here every other Monday morning for the Monday morning moments with the mayor. And Mayor Barry Abbott, thank you for your time this morning. And we look forward to what's going to happen Wednesday night. And by the way, I'll just drop this. If you're unable to attend the meeting, You can watch it live at tricounty.tv.
Absolutely. And thank you for doing that.
Oh, yeah.
That is wonderful.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Have a great day and a great week.
Yes.